Turn, if you will, with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I thought today I'd just like to share with you how much I appreciate all of you and how you share the participation of the gospel of this church. We know that according to 3 John verse 8, it says that you actually become participators with us. You share with us, even through your giving. What a wonderful thing that God can take a tangible thing that's virtually worthless and turn it into something that's eternal just by your giving. And I just wanted to say today just how thankful we are for you. Don didn't know this, but Don, just stand up here next to me. I'm not going to ask you the same thing. Okay. Isn't he a good-looking guy? And Josh, just come up here. I'm going to have Sonny stay at the bench, but that's... We're all up front. You're seeing us all up front. And I really appreciate these guys. And we just want to let you know that we're stewards. The Lord has given you to us, and we trust us to you. But we understand that this is something that God has blessed us with, and we do not take you for granted. One of the things I appreciate about Sonny is that when he designs the music, he doesn't try to entertain you. He tries to complement the message. And so the songs that you'll hear him choose are based on what we're going to focus on. My desire has always been to rightly divide the word of truth, to tell you simply what it says, and to encourage you. I'm just so thankful for Don because, a lot of men could come in church and begin to participate in. Your goal would be to make this church profitable as far as financially. But he's always been desirous of just making sure that we have a walk of integrity and that we have a good testimony in the community. And Don, you've done that. And I'm so thankful for Josh because recently, just Saturday, a few kids come to know the Lord and a teenager about 18. But beyond that, the thing that I've appreciated about Josh is that he doesn't try to make the gospel contemporary. He just tells it like it is and believes that there's power in the gospel. And so we want to let you know that we're stewards. Paul writes about this in 1 Corinthians 9. We're stewards of the gospel. And look, if we do it under compulsion, we have to do it. We're still stewards. But he says if we do it willingly, we have rewards. And we want to let you know that God has blessed us with men that love to do this stuff. And we love serving you. And we're just so thankful that God has given you to us. And we just want to rejoice in that. So thank you for being a part of this ministry. And thank you for all the kindness that you showed us throughout the year. Thank you. Thank you. Paul also reminds us in 1 Corinthians 9 that he says, I do this for free. And we know that he did in particular with the Corinthians. He would not take any money from the Corinthians because he knew that the Corinthians would hold it over his head. But we know that he takes money from one of the poorest churches that was ever created, and that's the little church at Philippi. And yet he says within that particular chapter, in chapter 4, that you gave to me when nobody else did. And so we're so thankful for all of your steadfastness and your love for the Lord, and what a wonderful body God has given us. Father, I want to give you thanks for your loving kindness and just for the privilege of serving you. Thank you for these men that love you and that serve you because they do love you and for no other reason. Lord, help us to keep on the path straight. Help us to do exactly what you tell us to do, and help us not to revert to the right or to the left, but to just stay on target. We pray this in your name.